little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So the next topic within our respiratory curriculum area is COPD. Johnny is a long-term smoker, and no matter how much we've managed to cajole and nag him, he felt that he's been unable to pack in smoking, and not too surprisingly, he's developed COPD. So he's been diagnosed with COPD over the last couple of years now. So he's coming in and he's not been feeling too clever. Not feeling too clever, doctor.
Okay, so tell me a bit about how you've been feeling then.
Oh, I just feel absolutely... I'm quite chesty and I'm just absolutely knackered, doctor. I just not feeling myself. Not over clever, really.
Right, okay. So I'll just ask you a few more sort of specific questions. I mean, can you tell me how your weight's been?
Oh, I guess it's been all right. I haven't noticed it, any obvious changes.
Okay. And you say that you're coughing and your breathing's not great. What's the colour of your phlegm?
It's quite mucky, really. A bit greeny, a bit yellowy.
Mm-hmm. And is there any blood in there?
No blood, no.
And how is your breathing?
Yeah, I've been quite breathless, really, sort of particularly getting up the stairs to bed at night. It's been a bit of a bother.
And other than the stairs, how's it affecting you?
Just don't feel able to do very much. I've not been able to get out and do my shopping. I've had to ask my sister to go and do that for me.
Right. So do you have any pain in your chest?
Not really, no.
And are you still smoking?
Yeah, I'm not willing to let that go, I'm afraid.
That's fine. So you know that there is options to help you
I've tried. I've been to see the smoking nurses that you've got here, and they're really kind and they're very supportive, but I still don't feel that I could do without it. And I've tried the vapes and I've tried all the options and I just like it.
Okay. So I suppose, again, the information you're going to give about COPD is a bit varied as to what stage this patient is in their COPD journey. I mean, it sounds like the smoking cessation isn't something he's going to be receptive to, but that's a big area that you would work on, certainly with new diagnosis. It sounds like this patient probably knows a bit about COPD, has had it a while, although we haven't clarified that, but the main concern is that he's more breathless and the phlegm's not very nice, so it sounds like he might really have an exacerbation and maybe an infective exacerbation.
So we're going to leave Johnny, and we're not going to provide him with any more information on this particular occasion. We're just going to assume that we've already done that. For the sake of you guys, I'm just going to encourage you to read the provide information and adapt that according to the patient that you see on the day. So we're going to move swiftly on to safety netting Johnny and giving him some advice about what else that we could or should be doing for him in the future. So on this occasion, we've given him some antibiotics and we've given him some steroids, and that's what normally works for him. So we're going to safety net him with a bit more information. So Johnny, let's see you urgently if you're unwell with your chest again. You know the drill, really, don't you? You know what to do, and usually we give you some standby antibiotics and standby steroids, and you know more or less what to do with them. And I'm just going to remind you what to do, but perhaps I could just check how you tend to use your steroids and your antibiotics first.
Tell you how I usually use them.
Yeah. What do you normally do? What do you find works for you?
Well, I suppose if I'm getting more breathless, I usually start with the steroids because that's probably the main thing that helps with the breathing. And it's only if the cough's then getting worse to add in the antibiotic.
Yeah, I think that's probably quite a sensible strategy, isn't it? It's so sensible when you're wheezy and tight to use the steroids for maybe 5 or 7 days.
I think I usually get 5 days.
Yeah, and does that suit you normally quite well?
That's fine. I mean, the thing is, occasionally I have to get a second 5-day course, but usually 5 days is okay.
Yeah. And when you're coughing up mucky phlegm or more phlegm than usual, or you're feeling a bit more ropey or maybe a little bit sweaty, then under those circumstances, perhaps adding the antibiotics would be sensible. So if in doubt, use the antibiotics. And we haven't found any of those antibiotics seem to upset your tummy or
cause
any problems. Okay.
Just get the amoxicillin at home, yeah.
So we quite often vary that. If you use amoxicillin on one occasion, we might perhaps give you a different antibiotic called doxycycline. I guess one of the advantages of doxycycline is that it's not quite so prone to you, the bugs that grow in your lungs, getting used to that particular antibiotic. So it probably works a bit better in the long term, particularly if you're needing more than two or three courses a year.
Mm-hmm.
How does that sound?
That's okay, yeah.
So if in the future you're coughing up blood, please don't ignore that. And particularly if you're losing weight, then those could be symptoms that would suggest something more nasty going on, particularly since you're continuing to smoke.
Mm.
So if you have either of those symptoms or any symptoms that make you think that you might have something like lung cancer, then we probably ought to be seeing you more urgently, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I guess that because you've had COPD for a wee while now and you continue to smoke, then your COPD can get more progressive. So if you're getting progressively more breathless, or your chest is particularly bad and you're so breathless you can't talk, then you're going to need to be assessed urgently.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in any doubt about it, then you can always call 999 if you're particularly breathless.
Okay, yeah.
Have you got any questions related to that?
No, I think that's fine, Doctor.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.